Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. I'm News and Farm Director Eric Johnson.
I'm going to continue now my conversation with Mark Philbrandt of Big Dog Ag.
There was some really eye-opening information on there, including just how much topsoil black dirt and also nitrogen, other products are sitting in our ditches. I mean, it was staggering to hear some of those numbers.
Yeah, we've always talked about it. We knew it all winter that we've been watching this ground be blown across everybody's ground. I mean, it's just we've had a lot of wind blowing, and I mean, it looked pretty tough here quite a few days, you know. And they took a sample. There was a 1 foot layer of dirt in a ditch up by Grand Forks there, and I mean, there was over 1,000 pounds of nitrogen in that 0 to 6 inch sample. Plus, and if you look at all the micronutrients, it was just loaded with micronutrients, high levels. And you know, so I mean, that kind of puts a dollar to it, because we need to figure out how to do a little better way of leaving a little more cover over the winter. Talked to a few guys here the last few days, and Eric, you know, realistically, we have snow to cover all the time. But think back for the last 10 to 15 years. How many years have we been open most of the winter? Probably a lot more than we were covered with snow.
Right.
So we need to start having a little better idea of what we want to be able to do, to maybe working with some cover crops or leaving more stubble or leaving something so that we can hold this ground down, because this ground is way too valuable to let it go blown across the country.
Yeah, there's really not any replacement black dirt anywhere unless it blows in from your neighbor's, you know, field. So we got to do what we can to protect it. You know, and you mentioned it. This has been going on for a long time. I remember several years ago. Obviously, we've had the flood years where we've had a bunch of snow, but there are other years. You would drive, for me, I'd drive up to Grand Forks doing some sports coverage, and we'd have to actually slow down. I mean, it was like a black dirt out. It was so rampant with the erosion and the wind getting a hold of it. And then with the extreme dry conditions this year, it's tough, and we got to do something here pretty soon to do better practices.
Yeah, we do, and that's like I said, granted, we kind of live in an area where we've got 6 feet of topsoil. There's a lot of people that don't have an inch of topsoil, so I mean, we need to figure out a way to be able to keep that topsoil staying where it belongs, and also get a better job of getting the micronutrients to release the fertilizer that is in that soil. So
okay, I know you got the whole study. Was there anything else in there that kind of surprised you or did surprise you?
Well, the high levels of micronutrients. I just looked at the test here just now before I got on the phone here, and there's some really high parts per million of micronutrients that are out there. And you know, we don't need a lot of them, but we sure don't want them coming off and going into laying in the ditch. And the other thing to think about, Eric, is okay, so that's what ended up in the ditch. What happened to everything else that was going at the same time?
Right.
And those are probably more nutrients than we would want to know that were to keep going as it went further down the road.
Do you think it's widespread? Obviously, we know the Grand Forks area and over into Crookston is a bad area, but do you think it's more widespread than that as far as the erosion?
Well, it's more widespread all the way down here, all the way down to Wahpeton. I mean, it's just all the places where last year wherever anybody didn't get a decent cover out there. I mean, even out west by Jamestown, I was talking to guys out that way yesterday, and they had a couple of fields they couldn't get cover on or get anything to grow on it. And shoot, those were blowing this winter too. And so it's pretty widespread. So we need to figure out a way to try to have something growing as long as we can in some of these fields. And that's why we're kind of looking at cover crops and regenerative farming, just trying to do a better job of pulling the nutrients out of the soil and not having to put so much synthetic fertilizer out there.
And you guys definitely have some
kind of odd for a fertilizer guy to say that. But I tell you what, it just makes it so we're more profitable, and that's a big thing to keep our farmers profitable.
And you guys have tried and true systems. It's not something you're just throwing out in the wind, pardon the pun. But Mark, for anybody that wants to get a hold of you at Big Dog Ag and find out what you are all about, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Well, just give me a call on my cell phone. That's 218-790-0013, or you can look us up on the web at bigdogag.com.
Again, that was Mark Philbrandt of Big Dog Ag. This is Inside Agriculture.